Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Memorial Day Reality Spirituality Show. What a great weekend. We have 3 days off, and I'm excited to do absolutely what I'm inspired to do. This show, Reality Spirituality, is a show that I started a few years ago. It's almost going to be 4 years in August, and the evolution of this show has changed with my own personal evolution. Starting out, believe it or not, I can't even count backwards. I don't know what year it was, but whatever that year was 4 years ago, honestly, I could not put two words together, and I froze at the thought of talking for longer than 5 minutes. I would always look at my watch. Oh my gosh, I have another 20 minutes to go. I have another 15 minutes to go. What am I going to talk about? And that is how life works. When I'm talking about this thing called happiness and how to experience more happiness in your own life, all it is practicing. Is practicing the tools, practicing what you know, practicing behaviors, practicing like anything else you want to get skilled at or anything else you want to be proficient at. You have to practice. And I have to say that being a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, I practice every single day. Practice what, you might ask? Thank you for asking. I practice living consciously, meaning I am aware of what I'm saying, of what I am feeling, of my perspective about any situation that I'm in. If you are really, truly committed to wanting more happiness in your own life, and who doesn't? It comes with a shift in who you are. It actually comes with discovering who you are and then shifting to be who you are. And we're all different. We're all as different as our fingerprints. And when I say that, I mean that I cannot pretend or imagine or know what you're doing, what you're feeling, how you are experiencing this life. I don't know, but I definitely can accept your, in other words, what I'm talking about is acceptance of another, number one. You have to have acceptance of other people. You also have to have acceptance of this world. You have to have acceptance of events, acceptance of circumstances without judgment. Now, how do you go about doing that? It is practice. Practice meaning that whatever happens, whether you're in a relationship, whether a job, whether it's money, whether it's health, whatever happens, it's about experiencing that event, that reality, without resisting it. without thinking there's something wrong, without wanting to change. Because the only thing that you can change and the only thing that you can, that you have control over is your reaction, your emotions, your personal vibration. Everything else is just up to chance. Everything else you experience. One of the huge, huge, it's, in fact, it's so big that I'm going to devote a whole chapter in it in my second book. It's called Expectations. Now, I talk to a lot of people every single day, whether it's in my, it's usually not in my personal life, it's in my, you know, when I'm in, out in the world, teaching classes, at the job, teaching classes, at the jobs, let me say jobs. And one of the things that I had to practice that brought me to another understanding, another level of experiencing more happiness, is eliminating all expectations. I mean every single one. I had one of my Facebook friends, he's been a Facebook friend for a few years, and he has a radio show. And you know who you are, so there, I am going to talk about you. And we both have radio. We both have these shows where sometimes there are guests invited on the show. And sometimes those guests just don't show up. Now, in the beginning, in the beginning of my radio shows, if a guest didn't show up, just didn't call, didn't show up for whatever reason, I was, and I'm going to use the D word here. I'm going to use a D word and a T word, both words. I was devastated. And with that devastation, I was also traumatized by the nerve of somebody making a commitment to be on the air with me and not show up. The gall, it shook me for days. And then what do? Now, remember I told you this is in the beginning of my career. Now I'm stuck with a whole hour. Not, what am I going to do? Talk for a whole hour? I had a guest scheduled and now I have to speak for a whole hour. What? Or cancel the show. Those are the options. Remember, you always have options in life and you have a choice. You have a choice of all the options that you make. Now, my friend just recently posted that a guest didn't show up. I don't know if he used the word devastated, but it wasn't very good because I can feel that he wasn't very happy. You can't be devastated and happy at the same time. Devastatingly happy. No, you can't. No. Well, anyway, according to the dictionary, the meaning, the definition of devastation. So he posted that it bothered him, could have been irritated, maybe a little bit angry, maybe a little disappointed, on and on and on why somebody didn't show up. And, of course, these people are rude, they're inconsiderate, all of the stuff that comes up. Now, devastation and being traumatized and getting angry and irritated, all can be eliminated, all of it can be eliminated when you don't have expectations. I'm doing this radio show. I open the phone, open the queue up for calls, and if you're listening live, you can call in at area code 66 at area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and ask your question. Today is Ask Rebecca Anything. And I'm looking in the queue, and guess what? I have no callers. Zero. Now, this is the key. No expectations of people calling in. No expectations of people not calling in. So when you eliminate all expectations in your life, I mean everything, and you have to start off with small things. start off with small things, and then you practice. It's like anything else. It's like working out. You if you want to get stronger, you have to work out with weights. You start maybe with a 2-pounder, 5-pound, 5-pound, 10 pounds, 25 pounds. If you want to get stronger, you actually have to work out with weights, heavier weights, and you have to be active in it. You have to do something. So, again, practicing not having expectations and also just being conscious of, wow, I expected her to say, fill in the blank, I expected him to do, fill in the blank. All expectations, every single one of them, subtract from your happiness. Not only that, when you expect, you are always living in the future. When you expect, you cannot be in the, you're not in the present moment. The present moment has no expectations. The present moment is the moment. When you expect, number one, you're in the future, which doesn't exist. Number two, you're actively doing a behavior that in reality doesn't make sense. Number three, it subtracts from happiness. Now, the only thing, let me tell you something. There's going to be a time on this planet, billions and billions of years from now, I think it's billions of years, who knows, maybe hundreds of millions of years, because I'm going to expect the sun to come up tomorrow, and I'm going to expect the moon to come up tonight. But other than that, that's it. Oh, expect to die. Yep, there's another expectation. Yeah, I expect to breathe my last breath one day, but that's it. I want to share with you, how many people out there, raise your hand, how many people out there are disappointed and or have their heart broken? How many people have heartaches, heartbreaks? How many people are disappointed? And I mean, you know, throughout your day-to-day activity. Anybody out there get disappointed? Disappointed in life, disappointed in another person, disappointed in your status, where you are, disappointed in your achievements, disappointed in, name it, disappointed in your health or your bank account, whatever it is, disappointments. How many of you out there have disappointments on a daily basis, weekly basis? No, oh, that many. That many, huh? Well, I'm going to share with you how to eliminate all disappointments and heartbreaks for the rest of your life. Are you with me in that? How to eliminate disappointment and heartbreak for the rest of your life. We're going to take a quick break, go to the bathroom, do whatever you got to do, and I'm going to come back and share with you how. Okay, so we're coming back live, and here we go. How to, excuse me, I thought I got it all out. How to eliminate disappointment and heartbreak forever. We're going to go to our calls. I'm going to go to the queue. I have a lot of people calling today now that I started the topic, and I'll get to the calls in a couple of minutes. But I want to share with you how to eliminate disappointment and heartbreak. Are you sitting on the edge of your chair? Here we go. This was an actual Facebook post about 2 weeks ago. I'm going to read it verbatim. And this woman posted on her Facebook page, Because, you know, sometimes people post their daily activities. And she did. She posted, "He cheated on me. I've been through anger and grief." Hold on a second, audience. Okay, I'm back. Coughing. I don't know what it is. Okay, hold on. Another sip of water. Okay. Hey, this is reality spirituality, right? Okay, here we go. She posted, "He cheated on me. I've been through anger and grief. Now I'm feeling intense pain, like a knife that's being twisted in my heart." Now, that's an anonymous Facebook post. I'm not going to say who posted it. But hear it again. "He cheated on me. I've been through anger and grief. Now I'm feeling intense pain, like a knife being twisted in my heart." There is a way to eliminate any kind of disappointment and or heartbreak forever. Who's with me on wanting to find out what that is or how to do it? A broken heart is probably one of the most painful experiences this life has to offer, would you say? Think about it. How many times have you experienced a broken heart? How many times has someone disappointed you? I know for me, I was disappointed and had a lot of broken hearts for years and years. And this disappointment is just over and over and over. If I had a dollar for every heartbreak and or disappointment, I'm telling you, I could probably go on a cruise around the world. Well, maybe halfway around the world. But we've all experienced it. We all can relate to it, being disappointed and having our hearts broken. Contrary to popular belief, I'm going to ask you, do you think it's possible? Is it possible to eliminate all heartbreak and disappointment? I say yes, and I'm going to share with you exactly how right now. This feeling of being disappointed is learned. You know, you weren't 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, and just disappointed with the way your life was going or the way that your mother said she's going to feed you at 3 o'clock and all of a sudden it was 3:15 and your heart is broken. You know what I'm saying. I mean, 2 year old and 3 year old, they don't have this disappointment. Unless, of course, you tell them, okay, we're going to go to Chunk E. Cheese. Of course, that's a little bit older in their life. And then you don't go. But it's all the same, everything the same. So we learned how to feel this emotion of disappointment. We learned how to feel this emotion of heartbreak. And the answer is how to eliminate all disappointment, all heartbreak. They all have one thing in common. Everybody that is disappointed and everybody's heart that's broken has one thing in common. And that is, I have expectations of other people. Expectations of how someone else is supposed to act, think, feel, speak, behave. If you never want to experience a broken heart again, you have to eliminate all expectations from your relationships. And quite frankly, from your daily life as well, all expectations are the cause of disappointment and heartbreak. What are you expecting? So you're in a relationship, you say, "I love you, you love me," and then you expect this person to act, behave a certain way forever, right? Now, it sounds a little not sounds a little, it sounds out of the box. It sounds crazy. It sounds like that doesn't even make sense, but it's true. When you let go of expecting other people to do, be all of it, then you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed when they do and be whatever they, whoever they are, what they want to do. It's really a different way of thinking. It's a shift in your thinking. I'm not saying this is easy, and it's taken me years, decades to eliminate expectations in my own life. And I'm telling you right now, I promise when you start eliminating expectations, you will be happier. Unless you have expectations, there's no reason to be disappointed. So make it a daily practice to eliminate all expectations in your life, and I promise you, you're going to be happier. I'm going to go to my first caller, area code 856. You are live on Reality Spirituality. Hi, good morning, good afternoon. What is your first name?
Hi, good morning, Rebecca, and my name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Thank you so much for calling. Have I talked to you before?
About 6 months ago.
Yay! Thank you for calling back. Yeah, what's going
well,
on?
I really enjoy your show, so, and I don't want to be a repeat caller taking up your time, so I try to allow a long time before I go into the queue again.
Okay, well, let me just tell you this right now, Stacy. This is all your choice. But, honey, you could call in every week if you want to because, listen, this life is about these experiences. And every week I have, quote-unquote, challenges and issues. So if you have something new, challenges and issues, please feel free to call in as much as you like. That's just me.
Well, thank
it's up to you. Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, not to sound boring, but I do have a romantic relationship question for you.
Okay. Ooh, I love those.
I am single. I'm currently not in a relationship. And I've had two people contact me recently from my past. One is Tony, and the other is John. And I actually saw Tony last week, and we originally broke up, not for him and I, but he thought he was moving out of state, and it was a job issue and this and that. And assuming he had moved, he called me. He didn't move. He wanted to get together. We did. It was a great date. It was a great time. And he kissed me goodbye, and, you know, I'll talk to you, you know, Sunday. And then I got a text. He's out of work, and he's had very high-profile positions, and he's just overqualified is what's going on right now when he got laid off. Mm. And he texts that he's under a lot of pressure. And I haven't heard from him in all these days, and I sent a message back that, you know what, we're all under pressure. And it shouldn't render you speechless. And the one thing I said to him was, if we're going to date again, if anything goes good, anything goes bad, just communicate with me. And that's what annoys me, that he just seems to have disappeared for a second time.
You see why I tell you you need to call in? This is perfect. What a great, great question. What a great dilemma. What a great, great something. What a great topic to talk about.
And I'm a strong person, Rebecca. Don't misunderstand. I'm not losing sleep. I'm not walking around going, woe is me, is he going to call? I'm too old for that shit. But I am annoyed. I am annoyed.
Now listen. You heard about having expectations, correct?
I heard you, and it's impossible for me. I expect a middle-aged man to behave with maturity.
Oh, ooh wee!
Yeah,
well,
I don't take any shit.
Now, see, you're just falling right into my reality, spirituality bowl of...
Hey,
of
I'm an Aries. I'm a fire sign. You can only expect so much from me.
No, I love it. I love it. And let me say this. Let me say this. You... Because I could feel you, too. I could feel you. And us girls, I'm included. Okay, let me stop by saying us girls. Let me just say me, because I really don't like when people talk about other people. But I'm just going to talk about me. I'm telling you right now, Stacey, I'm right there with you. I have this, because I'm a middle-aged, you know, young middle-aged kind of girl myself. So
well,
I know
I'm in my 50s. Mm-hmm.
Me too. So I know exactly what you're talking about. If you cared, you would ... right?
And it's not that he may not want to continue. That's not the issue. It's the disrespect to not call me and say, this is not a good time for me to date until I find employment or this or that. That's what's bothering me. Not that he may not be interested no matter what he had said. It's not having the you know what to pick up that
phone. This is my show. You could say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me say this, because all of the problems, all of our solutions can be found right in the mirror, right, Stacey? You know that, right?
Yes.
In the mirror. Now, what does that mean? I used to think, and I used to believe, and I used to expect people to behave exactly the way I would behave or what I would do. I'm considerate. If I'm in a conversation with somebody and all this, I mean, I will let them know. I will let them know. I will give them an explanation. I will not just disappear.
I do, too. I've had first dates at a restaurant and come to the parking lot, and the guy has done nothing wrong, asked me out again, and I've looked him right in the eye and said, thank you for the meal. I'm willing to pay, you know, for my side of the meal, but I don't see myself pursuing this. I don't allow someone false pretenses or to call me and hide behind my cell phone, and I don't play any games.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It is, listen, and put your seatbelt on, it is a game when you expect other people to behave like you would. It really is. See, we can't expect anybody else to do. Listen, and it's not just one reason why he's not texting or calling. It's not just the reason that you think. You think that, okay, maybe he's inconsiderate, maybe he's not, he's you know, he should have, he's at a certain age and he should know how to be, what's the word?
Maturity.
Yeah, maturity, all of that stuff. That might not be it. It could be 100 different reasons. So, number one, you can't pretend that you know why he's not doing it, okay? But...
No, but he's full Greek, and he is very outspoken. He's not shy. He's very confident. He's too polished to not to, you know.
Okay, well, whatever the reason you want to put on it, he didn't do it. This is who he is. This is who he is.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, listen.
A good-looking asshole.
Well, that's so funny. See, this is the thing. You just wanna talk about this guy and say how horrible he is. And I'm trying to say that, my dear Stacey, let's look in the mirror and see what you are doing wrong. See, it's okay. It's really easy to put everything and blame all these other people for how I'm feeling, but I really can't. And he's not an asshole. He's just being him. Now, if you want to put a label on it, you can, but this is who he is. And this is who he is with you. That's even more important. This is who he is with you. And see, you have all the power, my dear Stacy. You have all the power. And you
can
either...
Well, he knows I'm not going to chase him. He knows that.
Stacy, let's go back to you.
Yeah,
okay. Because we've talked about him. He does this, and he's Greek, and he's polished, and he's overqualified, and he's. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
You can either accept this dude, this guy, this polished guy who's Greek and who's very outspoken, and accept this is how he behaves with you.
No.
Or not.
No. No, no, no.
Okay. complaining about him this is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about not calling, but I'm saying complaining about his actions are really shifting the blame on him. Like there's something wrong with him.
I didn't do anything to make him he came back to me a second time. I didn't seek him out.
Which means absolutely nothing. Maybe he was bored. Who knows? Who knows why he came back? But that doesn't mean anything.
Anyone new, Rebecca, coming around? Or?
Well, let me say this. Why are you going around in circles and we're talking about this guy, now you want to talk about a new guy? I want to talk about you, sweetie.
Okay, I'm game.
So let me say this. This is going to be, I don't know how it's going to be, but anyway. When you have an idea of how you think, and you use that S word, and that's a word that I really don't use, when you think you know how somebody else should behave, then, honey, you are going to be set up for a lot of disappointments and a lot of heartbreak. See, these people wanting somebody should behave how someone else should behave. That's already a huge, huge red flag for me. This is just me, and you know I love you. You have to know that. If I met somebody and they told me, or I could feel from them, that I should behave a certain way, they're gone. And this is the thing. Getting in relationships or having people that I talk to, it's a lot of these guys or even girlfriends. They want to talk to you every day. They want to talk to you every 3 days. They want to touch base all the time. And you can't do that with me. I will disappear on you in a minute. Stacy, I disappear on my mother. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes, because that's just who I am. Now, I'm the best person that you'd ever want to meet. But I also know what I need. And I had a conversation with Mom on Friday, and I was just, you know, it's a lot of stimulus, and I wasn't having it. I wasn't in the mood. And I didn't feel like talking yesterday, and she's called me 3 times. She's my favorite stalker. My mom just stalks me forever. She calls me, she leaves me, and I haven't called her back. Now, I'm not angry at her. I'll call her when I'm inspired to, when I feel like doing all of that. And she knows me. Now, she's going to, you didn't call me. I left messages, and I'm going to say, I know, Mom. And there we pick it up right where we are. But everybody's different, and I will disappear. And if somebody wants to make a judgment on why I disappear or how I should act, I'm okay with that too. But that's who I am. I think that you had some expectations about this dude. and they're not, and you're not expecting him to call, expecting him to stay in contact, expecting him to do what you would do, and it's just not happening. And this is who this guy is.
Well, I'm not a needy person, Rebecca. It's not that I expect or even want him to call every day. You know what I mean? It's just, but some line of communication, yes.
Well, you can't expect
two seconds to pick off the cell phone.
But you can expect some line of communication. You just can't. You can't. That's a lot of pressure that you're putting on someone, expecting a line of communication. You can't expect that from somebody else. Now, you can expect that. You can do that. You can do it, but you can't expect somebody else to do that. Does that make any sense?
I hear what you're saying,
but
I cannot excuse him for disappearing and not even leaving a quick text or voicemail to give me an idea of what's going on.
Okay, that's fair. And so let me tell you part two of this whole deal. So that's fair. You want communication, and that's perfectly okay for you, my dear Stacy. And you want him to be able to return a text, stay in contact, regardless of you just want some, you know, touch base feedback. And what I'm going to say, the second thing is, again, it comes right back to you. Then guess what? You two are not compatible energies. You're just not compatible energies. He's not an asshole. You just two aren't compatible.
Hmm.
Yeah. If I wanted somebody to call me every day and they didn't, what am I going to do? I mean, why don't you call me? Call me. You should call me. Your communication. Or am I going to say, nope, it's not compatible, move on?
Well, I don't need him to call every day. I'm not like that. I'm not needy like that. But it's a week. It's a week. So, you know, and he was the one to, you know, say what a wonderful time and, you know, this and that, and he'll be talking to me on Sunday and blah, 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 blah. I didn't ask for all that.
Yeah, but
he didn't live up to his own words.
Well, and you can't expect anybody to keep their word. You can't. Because what if he changed his mind?
Well, apparently he did, and that's okay, but I seriously lost interest.
Well, that's good. And then that means you can't talk about him anymore or think about him anymore after this phone call, since you lost interest, if that's the truth.
You're funny.
That's right.
I'm not walking around complaining about him.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything to anyone, you know. And then
there's no more thoughts about him, too, because he's done. You're not compatible. He's done. Or are you going to think about him a little bit later in the rest of the day? And, oh, he pops in and, well, what a jerk he is. What an asshole. What a loser. Listen, as my father would say, you can't fool an old fooler, honey. Come on now. Let's get real. Let's get real, Stacy Dacy.
Well, I told you, I'm seriously not putting up with somebody who pulls this crap. So it's a deal breaker.
Okay. But just know that he's okay with how he's doing it. But anyway, I'm not going to repeat myself because I think I know you get it. It was very difficult for me to look in the mirror and say, you mean that's my problem? Somebody doesn't call me, and you mean that's my issue, and I'm disappointed? You mean that's my issue, universe? You got to be kidding me. It's not my issue. It's their issue. I'm angry at somebody, and you're telling me that it's not their fault. It's me? Mm-mm. See, that's very difficult to look in the mirror for everything. Trust me, Stacy, I do it every single day. I'm used to it. I'm used to saying, okay, now it's my. Even with my mom, even like not calling and I listen. She said something to me that triggered. She was criticizing this country. Oh, the United States, and they don't. And I wasn't even listening. But you know, that's one of my sore things. That's one of the United States. And then I said, Mom, I'm not going to sit up here and join your critical talking about the United States. And she says, well, if you don't criticize, then how are you going to get any change? And then I'm up here 50-something years old going back and forth with an 86-year-old woman who thinks that, you know how these old people are. They like to complain.
And you're never going to win with an 86-year-old. Never.
Thank you. Exactly. And they love to complain. And so I'm up here, you know, going toe-to-toe, knowing that it's my fault, because I'm going toe-to-toe. So that was all on me. My fault again. Listen, look in the mirror and say, okay, universe, it's my fault for everything. Thanks for nothing. But I'm telling you, that's how I live now. It's actually very freeing. Because I can't put the blame on anybody else for how I feel or what I do or what I say. It's all on me. Can't blame my mother for being irritated. I was already irritated before I made the call. I know that.
It's
brilliant.
It's okay, dear. I mean, if he wanted to, you know, mess something up that was, you know, that he seeked and... We really enjoy each other's company, and you know, it is what it is, and it's not what it's not.
That's right. There you go. You know,
I think I really do have a good outlook, and I'm in a good place. You know, it's just I think it's seeking me out after a long time of not seeing them, and so hot and heavy, and then, you know.
Yeah, you got caught up. You got caught up in that romantic, what is it called? Tornado. Come on, you get caught up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so whose fault is that, getting caught up in some romantic tornado?
Well, I guess that's mine, because I, you know.
That's right.
I was careful. I mean, that's why I said what I said to him. You know, if we're going to have a date and you're going to, you know, try to come back in my life, then whether you want to continue or you don't want to continue, whatever, just give me some communication. Don't do what you
did. No, he doesn't. No, you can't tell anybody else what to do. You cannot tell anybody else what to do, and you can't tell him to give you communication. You can't tell him what to do. You can do yourself, but if he doesn't want to give communication, that's it. You can't tell him what to do. That's trying to control somebody else and what you want them to be and do. And you're putting all of the responsibility on him. You have the power, Stacy. You have the power to either get in a relationship, go hot and heavy, leave it, and then if nothing happens after that, well, that's on you. But don't expect him to call or communicate just because you told him to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, sweetie. I love when you call. I really do. And call anytime. Anytime.
I will. And thank you, Rebecca. I always enjoy talking to you, and I just love your brutal honesty.
Yeah, it is brutal, isn't it?
It's okay. I can handle it because that's how I am.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. That brutal honesty, I'm talking to myself and every single day in the mirror. It is brutal. I'm brutal. Come on, Rebecca. You know the truth. You know you can't be angry. You know. Yep.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much, and the same to you, Stacy. Thank you so much for calling. Call anytime. What a great, great call, right? I don't know. There were so many interesting points that Stacy made, so many. And it always comes down to that person in the mirror. It doesn't listen. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to admit that, but it really does. I cannot ask anybody to do, be, or say. You know what's interesting? I actually had a temporary roommate. I have an extra room. My son's not living with me, and I had a roommate, and he's leaving. He's leaving on Thursday, this Thursday. And he said to me, this was a couple weeks ago, he says, well, leaving on Thursday, he said, this is a true story, because, you know, all my stories are true. He said, Wednesday night we can say goodbye, hang out, you know, go out to dinner, because he's a really cool guy, very bright. He's actually an engineer. He engineers and puts together telescopes from that are all around the world, and he lives in Chile. So he's going back to his family after working here on a visa. And he said to me, he says, well, Thursday's my last day. He says, Wednesday we can hang out and say goodbye and go out to dinner and, you know, celebrate the whatever. And this was last week, and I told him, because I'm very, very honest, very, very honest, Stacy. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know how I'm going to feel on Wednesday. I know you're leaving on Thursday, but I don't know how you're going to feel, how I'm going to feel. I said, I'll say goodbye to you. We can have a little celebration or whatever we're going to do, say goodbye, but I can't tell you that I'm going to say goodbye on Wednesday night. Now, I'm saying that because I can say that to people, but a lot of people cannot express their feelings that openly and that honestly and that directly. Because I remember telling this story to my happiness class, and they look at me like, wow, you're so brutal. You're so and it's all about knowing me and expressing it. Now, some people might get their feelings hurt, or some people might think that I'm who knows, fill in the blank with whatever label you want to tab on that. But it's just really knowing that all of the responsibility for my happiness belongs to me. I can't expect anybody else to do anything. I can't expect anyone to behave in a certain way, contact me, oh, we're meeting. Listen, I have a lunch date at 12 noon. Do I expect them to show up on time? Because if I do and they show up at 12:30, guess what? I'm upset. If I have a lunch date at 12 noon, do I expect them to even show up without calling me or without telling me that they had a flat tire or something else? Well, if I do, guess what? I'm going to be really disappointed and upset. I teach this happiness class, and it's a brand new to the city. I'm telling you right now, if nobody registered for the class, in other words, if I had zero attendees, zero, I would be okay, because I don't expect anything for the future. I don't expect to have one person, one student, two students, three students. I can't. And now that I have the class, do I expect everybody to show up just because they registered and signed up? No, I can't. Eliminate all expectations from your life, especially from other people, expectations about other people, and you will be happier. I used to say that the only thing that I was sure of is if I had a plane ticket. If I had a plane ticket and I know I have to get on that plane. Well, you know what? I don't even know that anymore. No expectations will actually free you and make you and allow you to be happier. That is the truth. Either believe it, practice it, or not. I mean, this call was so perfect because Stacy hit on so many important points. It's never about the other person. anytime your happiness equation, or let's say your happiness formula, has only one person in that formula, and that's you. And anytime you're talking about anyone else, whether it's mother, whether it's coworker, whether it's a new guy that you met, a guy that you've known forever, and you have expectations of how you think they should behave or how you think they should, what they should do, what they should say, you are going to have a problem. Now, if you are into drama and if you're into this back and forth and if you're into this, you know, my life used to be a roller coaster. I was up and I was down. I was up and I was down. I felt good. I felt bad. I felt good. I felt bad. And if you're into that, that's okay. Keep having expectations of other people. But if you want to experience this life with all of its ups and its all of its downs, with this peace, with this internal contentment and peace, if that's what you want, if you want peace, then you cannot, I repeat, you cannot have expectations. Now, if you want a little drama, you want a little ups and downs, you want a little toe-to-toe, then, of course, go for it. This is a life of choices. What a great show today. I want to say that Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m., my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon and Lulu and Kindle. However, I don't know if they still have hard copies. If you want a hard copy of the book, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Free shipping. The book is $19.95. And I talk about happiness and every situation you can imagine, from death to finances to money to health to relationships to self. It's all about happiness and how to experience more of it. And if you really are committed and if you really want to be at peace with this life, you got to prioritize happiness, and happiness means you in the mirror, no one else. So if you've enjoyed the show today, and I know you have, what a great show, then go to Facebook and Reality Spirituality and just give me a like on Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington, and then I want you to remember who you are. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You are a physical extension of the universe. The universe is always changing. The universe is always evolving, always growing, always expanding. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RL? Time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real.